Hello, authors. Welcome to another pop-up live. I am your admin and host of this group, Daria White Osa. So if you are here live, go ahead and say hi in the chat. But if you are here on the replay, you can put hashtag replay in the comments. You can give me a thumbs up if you can see me and hear me. I've been in this new format probably going on maybe a couple of weeks now. So it's definitely been a transition, but we are here. So I wanted to come on here really quick and remind you, which I am going to be reminding you a lot because I honestly do not want you to miss it. If you're listening via podcast, welcome to the podcast writer in the making. And if you want an opportunity to see this as a video, you have to be a part of the Ambitious and Authors group. But again, if you are here live in the group with me, I'm working in tandem with my podcast, which is something that I am merging together so that I'm much more efficient with my time. So not only are you getting a live, for those that are subscribed to the podcast, you are able to listen via audio. But if you have not RSVP'd for May 16th event, and I'm going to tag this in the chat, it's also a part of this post as well. But if you have not RSVP'd for From Pen to Publish, go ahead and do so. We still have some time. It's going to be, like I said, May 16th. And this event is honestly more about my story. If you've been here in the group for a while, anytime I come via live to do some type of a event, I'm typically sharing tips, and I love sharing tips. I love giving you all strategies and just kind of giving you a different perspective. This is not necessarily about sharing new information because there's really nothing new, right? We know that we should just sit down and write. If you agree with that, you can give me a thumbs up in the chat, or if you're listening via podcast, you can let me know how you feel about this episode. But my point being is that we all pretty much know what we need to do in some form or fashion, unless you're just super, super brand new and you have no clue about writing. This is your first book that you've ever written. This is your first rodeo when it comes to writing. But typically we know what to do, right? Things just tend to get in our way. And what I wanted to do was share my story, because I am coming out with the fourth book in my cozy mystery series. It is called Most Eligible Killer. I wrote it probably a couple of months after moving to New York. I originally lived in Texas. I lived in Texas pretty much my whole life. But when I got married, I moved to New York. It was easier for me to move since I have more flexibility with remote work as opposed to my husband, who actually worked at a job at a location in New York. So that's what I did. And yeah, there was a lot of transition, a lot of life changes. So my writing style had completely changed. I had to approach it differently versus how I used to approach it as a single woman, and it was just me. But as a married woman, there was a lot of changes. So I moved to New York in late August of last year, depending on when you're listening to this. But when I moved, again, all the transitions, a lot of adjusting, life changes, everything, I decided, it's like, you know what, let me get my bearings first. Let me kind of get a new rhythm here before I get back into writing. So I'm all for taking some time to recalculate, recalibrate, however you want to put it. So I started writing this current book. Maybe I'm going to give it maybe the latter part of maybe mid-September going into October. I can't really pinpoint when I did it, but I had already read my writing partner, who's also a fellow mystery writer, and I told her that I'm going to have this to you when is a good time to send it to you. And for her, since she works with other authors on top of working on her own writing, she said, well, how about early December, maybe the second week of December? So I had my deadline right there and there. And so I was definitely challenged along the way, but I finished it. So this event, I say all that to say, this event is really me going into my story, what I dealt with, the ups and downs that came along with it, because I want you to know that I get it. I truly do. Yes, I have about 20 books under my belt. Yes, I've been writing in total since 2003. I started self-publishing since 2013. So a little, wow, it's been 11 years since I've been self-publishing, and over 20 years since I've been writing. But again, I still get it. I am not so high up on a pedestal that I don't understand the challenges. They may look different for me because all of us are different. We lead different lives, different experiences, a lot of us, you know, are experiencing a lot right now, but I still understand what it feels like. So I want to invite you, if you've not RSVP'd for From Pen to Publish, if you can't make it, yes, there will be a replay, but you're definitely going to get the most out of this event when you attend live. I'm going to be answering time management questions, again, just sharing my story, and I'm also going to be sharing my book cover. Now, my cover reveal is going to be the day before. So if you see it before, great. But if not, I will be sharing it with the group that day, May 16th. If you're here live, go ahead and say hi in the chat. Thanks so much for tuning in. If not, just put hashtag replay. But give me a thumbs up just for being here. But yeah, I'm excited about sharing the book cover because I got the book cover over the weekend. And when I tell you, I was psyched. I was psyched to see it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I absolutely love my cover designer. I've been working with her since 2018. And even if I have a little bit of a concept, she takes that idea and just runs with it. Her creativity is phenomenal. So when I tell you that I'm excited about this book cover, even though it's part of the series, and of course, when your book is a part of a series, they do have similarities because you want it to look the same in terms of uniformity to know that this goes with the series, but the cover also still stands in its own right. So you know it's its own story, but you can also tell that it's a part of the series with the previous books that came before it. So the order of my series, the first book is Photobombed. I self-published that a couple of years ago. The second book is Killer Runway. The third one that I released last year, February of last year, was called Lather, Rinse, Murder. And now the fourth one is called Most Eligible Killer. So I'm excited to share that book cover. And again, all of this is to show you that it absolutely can be done. And I hope that my story inspires you. I hope that it encourages you and motivates you. Like, you know what? If she can do it, I can do it too. Sometimes we just need that inspiration. We just need, you know, that extra push in a sense, like, you know what, I'm motivated. I saw someone else, because I think it's great to see other authors who are accomplishing their dreams. And I know for some that can make them feel bad, like, oh man, they did this and I haven't done this. Let's not fall into that trap, okay? Let that inspire you. Like, you know what, they did it, I can do it too. Like, you know what, I see their success, or I see how far they've come. I've seen their journey. This inspires me to want to keep moving forward. So I'm excited to share that book cover with you all. I'm also going to be sharing some experiences from my students who are going to be spotlighted during that time. And again, there will be a live Q&A. But most importantly, I want you to walk away feeling motivated and encouraged. So I decided to share my personal story with you during that time. So May 16th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, there will be a replay. And if you can't make it, cool. If I know some of you are in different time zones because there are members here from all over the world, which I'm so grateful to you. But if I have an event and it's 3 o'clock in the morning for you, trust me, I get it. And I want you to get some good sleep. Okay, I can appreciate good sleep. You can give me a thumbs up in that. But all that to say, I hope that this inspires you. And it kind of ties into what I want to talk about today for this particular live episode, whether you're watching or listening via podcast. I'm calling this Dream Big. Dream Big, because I believe that my book is not just for me. Yes, I write for myself to a certain degree. I probably the majority of the time write for myself, but I'm also keeping in mind, how is this going to impact readers? And I have built a readership, especially these last few years, and I've seen the way that it has affected my audience, even to the point to where a lot of my subscribers, they respond to my emails and like, oh my gosh, we can't wait for your next book. Your stories make me happy. I absolutely love your work. And that makes you feel some type of way. It does make you feel good. Thanks, Stacy. I can't wait to share with all of you, all of you. But yeah, when I see that, that's another piece that motivates me, especially when the days get tough, especially when it feels hard, especially when I'm like, why did I do this to myself? And I probably ask myself that question every time I face a new writing project. Probably when I get to the middle of it, I'm like, why did I do this to myself? But at the end of the day, I absolutely love what I do. So I'm encouraging you through this live stream, whether you're here live or on the replay, or again, listening via podcast, is to start dreaming. If you have lost sight of why you're writing, if things have been kind of slow, maybe you had to stop for a little bit because life happened. Because again, I understand life happens, things get in the way, you know, again, just all this stuff, and writing once again gets pushed to the back of the list. And we're like, well, I need to take care of this first and then I'll come back to it. Or I need to take care of this first and then, you know, I'll resume my writing later. And the thing is, later if we're not careful, later can become days, later can become months, later for some of us has been years. I know of one writer who shared with me that it had been, I know, over 10 years. And then she joined my course and she's like, oh my gosh, this passion has been reignited as opposed to how it was for me before. So I know things can get in the way. That's why, again, I'm sharing my story. I know that, again, life can happen, but I'm encouraging you to once again to dream big. Where do you want your book to take you? A lot of us want to be bestsellers. That's great. A lot of us would love to see our books on the big screen. Awesome. Like, I'm all for that. Like, I definitely see myself in that position one day to where books are on the big screen, or even if it's made to a TV movie, I don't care, just to see my name at the bottom of the screen, original story by Daria White. You know, my author name is still under my maiden name, but even if it's my whole name, Daria White Osa, I don't care. But just to see that on the screen, you know, how would that feel? So I don't know what that dream is for you. You're more than welcome to share it in the chat if you like. But what is that dream for you? And go back to that moment when you first started writing. You know, what sparked it for you? For me, again, it came from as a teenager and being naturally introverted, believe it or not. And writing was just my way of getting my feelings out. It helped me to express myself. It helped me to just get my thoughts out of my head. And I hated reading as a kid. I honestly hated reading. But in middle school, when I wrote my first short story, and then I'm like, okay, I kind of like how this works. I kind of like how my imagination took over. And then from there, I got into a lot of C.S. Lewis's books. And then I got into the Mandy book series. And I always forget the author's name, but I believe it's Lois Gladys Peppard, if I remember that correctly. For some reason, I always forget her name, but I know that she's famous for the Mandy series, which was like a cozy mystery for kids. It was like middle school genre for kids, but it had mysteries to it. And I loved those books, even in high school. The longest book that I've ever read in my life, fiction wise, is Gone with the Wind. When I rented that book from the library, it was like this thick. It was literally the size of the dictionary that we had at our house. It was roughly 1,000 pages. But I have to tell you, even though it was a long book, and yes, I had to read it for school, I had to write a paper on it and summarize it. But even then, I loved it because as a classic movie fan, I saw the movie. So it was awesome to read the book and get even more out of it as opposed to what they showed in the movie back in 1939 with Vivian Leigh, Clark Gable. Yes, I know the stars from that time. Like I said, I love classic movies. But what is your dream with this? I say all that to say, what is your dream when it comes to your writing? Really think about that. If you want to journal about it, maybe you want to write it down in an actual journal, or maybe you want to make a note about it in your phone. But whatever that is, write it down and keep it in front of you as best as you can, whether it's on a sticky note, whether, again, it's something that you use as a notification with your alarm. But keep that in front of you. So when those days get tough, or when it feels like, you know, there's no point to this, or when you just don't feel like writing. And there are days when I just don't feel like writing, but those dreams, I don't want to silence those dreams. And some authors may feel like, well, I can wait. You know, I've waited this long, or, you know, well, I got to take care of some things. And hey, I understand completely. There are some times where we have to make those decisions like, okay, writing has to take a pause. You use your best discretion when it comes to that. But at the end of the day, I guarantee you, because I can only speak for me, but most authors that I've talked to feel the exact same way. Even if you're quote unquote waiting for the right time, that book is still in there. And I guarantee that it is nagging at you. You may try to ignore it and do what you got to do. And you're going along with life and everything, but it's still there. Why do I know this? Because it does the same thing to me when I know I should be writing. There's a difference. There's a difference between resting and taking time to recharge, or maybe you're on a break because you're wanting to spend time with your family. Let's say you're on vacation. That's different. I'm talking about the moments where you know you could be writing, but you don't. And it's fallen into procrastination, or again, you just don't feel like it. There's no motivation. I guarantee your book is still nagging. In a good way. Okay. Sometimes we think nagging is a bad thing, but I like the fact that it does that because it reminds me, you know, like this is something that you want to do. This is something that you're passionate about. This is something that you love. So why aren't you writing again? Why aren't you writing again? So ask yourself, you know, ask yourself, what are those dreams? What is your ultimate goal when it comes to your writing. Some of you, you just want to publish your first book and that's it. You just want to do one book and that's it. Some of you, you want a lifelong career at this. You want to write as many books as possible. That's me. I have a mission to write as many books as possible. I have a list saved in my older laptop of ideas that I have written down probably since high school. And I'm slowly ticking away at it. Because again, some days are better than others, but there's a book coming out this year. I don't care how long it takes me sometimes. And I have this privilege as a self-published author where I can readjust release dates, or if I need more time, I can back up my calendar and say, okay, this is going to be the best day to release this. But at the end of the day, I know it's going to get done. So I say all that to say, to encourage you to keep dreaming, but let's not just dream. Let's also write. And let's not just write. Let's actually finish. Okay, so we can, you know, summarize that as dream, write, finish. You put that in the chat if you want to. I hope that that encouraged you. So again, this event is going to be May 16th. And it's for everyone, whether you're a no-time writer student, client of mine, or if you're not, is available to every single one of you. If you are going to be in attendance, just know that I am giving away a $25 Amazon gift card. So if you're a member of the group already, you've already met the first criteria. If you're not and you're listening via podcast, make sure that you request to join. I'll include the link in the show notes for you to request to join Ambitious Authors and Writers. But basically, the person that invites the most authors, keyword being authors, whether you know somebody that's a fellow author, maybe you're in another group and you've met some authors and y'all have a community together, whatever the case may be, invite them to this group. The more authors that you invite that join this group, the one who invites the most will win that gift card from me. So make sure that they are authors, they are writers. It's not going to help them if they join this group and they're into baking or they're into music, because that's, we don't talk about those things here. So just make sure that it's relevant and that is open to both, whether you're, again, you're a no-time writer client of mine, a student, or if you are not. Everybody has an opportunity to win that gift card. And again, the person that invites the most author friends or writer friends to this group and they join, that person will win the Amazon gift card from me. I'll be sending it to you via email. So once I have the winner, I will get in touch with you, get your info, and I will send that gift card to you as soon as possible. So that's just a fun way to give away a prize. And again, just reward you for helping this community continue to grow. So I'm excited about that giveaway. So with that being said, the week of May 16th is going to be huge. I have an event that I have exclusively for my students, which is going to be fun. And then my cover reveal is that Wednesday, May 15th. And then we have May 16th. So a lot going on, but I think it just all works together. I'm excited and it's going to be working in tandem as I am approaching my upcoming release date. So I'm going to get to work on that note. And again, I'm just so excited about this. I can't wait to share with you all my story. And I never know how the things that I've experienced, the things that I have gone through can help you. And I don't mind sharing that at all, because again, I never know who may need it. And I have heard like, wow, like, thank you so much. I needed to hear that. I've heard that quite a few times from authors. And probably the biggest compliment I get from authors is you're so encouraging. And I know for a lot of authors, sometimes this writing dream feels far-fetched. A lot of them don't feel supported, even from those that are close to them. Some are like, oh, are you sure you want to write? You sure you don't want to do something else? You know, it seems like you would do better at this. Or like, hey, like, you know how it is with writing. Are you really going to make... And sometimes that gets us down as authors. But I want you to know that I'm rooting for you, cheering you on. You are supported inside of this group. You are supported in the community, Ambitious Authors and Writers. And I look forward to seeing your success in everything as it comes and relates to writing. So thank you so much for spending this time with me. Start inviting your author friends to this group if you have not already for a chance to win the $25 Amazon gift card. There will be plenty of reminders if you're on my mailing list or if you're here inside of the group. And again, if you're listening via podcast, make sure that you request to join. But I want to make sure that you are aware, because when the day arrives, that's it. Okay, so it can't be said I didn't tell you. It can't be said I didn't remind you. And I know nowadays with everything being so digital and a lot of people's attention spans, like, wait a minute, what happened? I want to make sure that you get as many reminders so that you know to RSVP. And again, if you can't make it live because it conflicts with work or something comes up, or if you're in a different time zone, it's super, super late for you, then just know that there will be a replay available for you to go back and watch. And I can't wait to see every single one of you there. So, with that being said, I appreciate every single one of you. And I like to close out these lives now as I close out my podcast with my tagline. Remember, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it and no one can write a book like you. So God bless. Stay safe. I'll talk to y'all next time. Hope to see you May 16th. And I will talk to you all later. Have a good one. Bye.